What's happening locally? The news.
And indeed, it is time to take a look at our Monday local news here in the Republic of Panama. The reality is undeniable. The numbers are accurate and we cannot afford to sit idly by, as it would be irresponsible. This is part of the pronouncement made by the Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Agriculture of Panama, the CCIAP, after the International Labour Organization, the ILO, recently supported a report which was delivered last year and which reveals that the pension crisis in the country is critical. The union, through the column La Cámara Opina, pointed out that on repeated occasions it has made urgent calls to the national authorities to act with the haste that this serious situation demands. The solution is not to go back to a system that has already proven to be a failure. This has also been reiterated by the OIT and by the actuaries of the Social Security Fund, nor is it taking away from the taxpayers of the individual account subsystem what they have contributed for so long, stated the union chaired by Adolfo Fabrega. The organization's opinion, preventing poverty in old age, guaranteeing the financial sustainability of an equitable pension program, and including the participation of workers and employers through voluntary savings to improve pensions, that are the objectives that must be considered in the face of this crisis. Those who are called to lead a country will not always be able to make easy decisions, but due to the responsibility they have assumed, they must seek the best alternatives with a long-term vision, said the union. In the letter, the CCIAP emphasizes that it is aware that reaching agreements is complex, and that this will not be fully resolved in this period, but neither can the President of the Republic and the current authorities be exempted from this responsibility, especially in light of the clear recommendations of the ILO. At least it is urgent to start the process, and in the same way commit the next rulers to do so. This statement comes after the Board of Directors of the Social Security Fund, the CSS, received ILO's representatives last Thursday, who warned of the consequences of merging the two public pension programs, which would create a cushion until 2028 to face the payment of retirees, but this would only be temporary exit to later experience an increase in the deficit that would drag down the contributors of the mixed system with those of the defined subsystem. The former President of the Republic, Juan Carlos Varela, would be one of the Panamanistas who would be evaluating running for the Central American Parliament, Parlacen, for the five-year period 2024 to 2029. This was confirmed to La Prensa by his brother, former Deputy José Luis Varela. On October the 1st, at an ordinary national convention, the Panamanista Party, chaired by José Isabel Blandón, will choose the candidates for its list of representatives to the regional forum. It was precisely Varela, foreign minister in 2009, who signed together with the then-president Ricardo Martinelli Barrichello Law 78 of the 11th of December of 2009, which repealed the laws that ratified the Constitutive Treaty and other protocols of Parlacen, signed by Panama in 1994. The legal team that defends Varela is of the thesis that he is a member of Parlacen in fact, although they acknowledge that he has never been sworn in as such. In 2019, Varela decided not to join the regional forum, despite the fact that as an outgoing president he had a guaranteed seat in the body until 2024. These days, there is a public debate on whether Panama should remain in this forum, classified by many as an instrument just to evade justice, after the swearing-in of the brothers Ricardo Alberto and Luis Enrique Martinelli Linares, who will also be prosecuted by Odebrecht, just like his father, former President Ricardo Martinelli Barrichello. Before the Martinelli-Linares brothers will go to trial next Tuesday for the case called Blue Apple. The Panamanista Party established a calendar and regulations for the selection of its candidates for Parlacen, which establishes, for example, that from September the 13th to the 17th, Panamanistas who aspire to be members of this body may apply. Said applications will be presented to the National Elections Committee of the party. It will be on October the 1st when the vote for the convention takes place that the list of the Panamanistas to Parlacen will be known. This convention is made up of about 1,500 people elected by Corrimiento at the national level. According to data from the Tribunal Electoral, the Panamanistas currently have 245,075 registered members. This week, the country witnessed a hate crime. Last Wednesday, the 16th of August, a video circulated of an irate man savagely beating a woman in the middle of the street while shouting insults. The victim is Estrella, a 27-year-old trans woman who recently moved to the capital, who today is torn between life and death in the intensive care unit of the Santo Tomas Hospital, while her family, friends, human rights defenders and members of the LGBT+ community demand once again that the authorities put a stop to the growing phenomenon of violence in the country. And it is that day by day more acts of violence are disseminated in the streets, since several are recorded by citizens with their cell phones or by surveillance cameras installed in sectors and provinces of the country. For example, on Friday, the same day that hundreds of citizens marched to Santo Tomas Hospital to hold a vigil and demand justice for Estrella, a court in Chiriquí sentenced a former priest to 30 years in prison for aggravated rape, obscene exhibitionism, and acts of libidinous to the detriment of a 5-year-old child. In Panama, the most common cases of violence occur against the family, legal order and civil status, mainly domestic violence. So far in 2023, the public ministry has registered 13,910 cases of domestic violence. In 5 years, between 2018 and 2022, the cases went from 18,611 to 22,602. The figure includes cases against minors and against older adults. These cases are those that are presented before the public ministry, and there are many others that do not reach the judicial spheres, especially those that occur in the intra-family sphere. Violence is also taking the lives of thousands of Panamanians. In the last 5 years, the cases went from 439 in 2018 to 501 last year. In the first 6 months of 2023, 323 homicides have been registered. The public tender for the restoration and improvement project of the administrative offices that operate in the Demetrio H. Brid Municipal Palace, located in the Old Town, was declared void. Through a resolution, the mayor of the capital, José Luis Fábrega, ruled that the proposal received did not meet the requirements and demands of the statement of objections. The only company that submitted an offer was Carrizo Construcciones S.A., for the amount of $333,333. Now, it should be remembered that this tender had a reference price of $351,076.18, and the offers had to be submitted on the 28th of July of this year. An evaluation commission was in charge of analysing the proposal. After reviewing the documentation, the commission determined that the company did not comply with all the minimum requirements established in the statement of objections. Among the breaches is that the company did not have the green commitment letter notarized. The company did not present any claim, so the mayor's office proceeded to declare the act null and void. The contractor that achieves the project must restore some areas, such as the roof, the dome, the wooden baseboards, doors, bathrooms, kitchen, plumbing, ceiling, and stairs, among others. Some 1,248 packages of presumed drugs were seized on Saturday, both of San Jose Island in the Las Perlas archipelago. In this action, the apprehension of two citizens of Colombian nationality was achieved who were travelling in the speedboat that was verified by the authorities. Officials from the First Drug Prosecutor's Office and the National Aeronaval Service participated in the procedure. Those apprehended will be placed in the orders or under the orders of the corresponding authorities. Some 49,906 rounds of ammunition, 1,927 firearms of various calibres, including 834 pistols, have been seized by the National Police so far this year, the entity reported on Sunday, the 20th of August. Deputy Commissioner Marcos Rogers from the Veraguas Police Zone specified that 114 firearms have been seized so far this August. All of these items were placed under the orders of the corresponding authorities. The air connection between Panama and Venezuela is increased with the new airline that will connect Panama City with Puerto Ordaz in Bolivar State, with a stopover in Maracaibo twice a week on Wednesdays and Sundays. Raful Arab, General Manager of the Tocumen International Airport, said that the incorporation of Rutaca Airlines strengthens Panama's air connectivity with Venezuela, since it promises to bring more tourism, trade and dynamism to the region. The connections between Panama and the Venezuelan market already include the cities of Caracas, Maracaibo, Valencia, Barcelona, and, from October the 17th of this year, flights to Barquisimeto will be added. The flow of passengers through the Tocumen International Airport between January and June of this year to and from Venezuela stands at 279,935 people. Well, that's it. There we go. So look, those are some of the items that you can find in the local news here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you this morning on The Breakfast Show.